Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode, we're going to be talking about the slow death of social media. That's right. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, will they all be going away? Stay tuned. I think we've all been watching the news lately, and we've seen what a colossal mess Twitter has turned into. Elon Musk purchased Twitter for an estimated $44 billion. And now he's kind of treating the company like he really doesn't want it. I have a suspicion that when he started the process of buying Twitter, he wasn't serious. And when I say that, it's because he's done other things and made other posts on Twitter about taking his other companies private and then backed out, and the SEC has slapped him on the wrist. For example, he had talked about taking Tesla private for a while and then backed out of that deal. So I honestly don't think that Elon Musk had any intention of actually buying Twitter. I think it was all hyperbole, and he was just spouting nonsense that sometimes Elon will do. And then he kind of got himself caught up where he legally had to do it. At any rate, long story short, this podcast is not about that. It's really about the slow death of social media. And if we really look back at social media and social media posts, we really have to go back to some of the earlier days of the internet. If we rewind to sites like Friendster and sites like MySpace, we really didn't see Facebook until the early 2000s. Now, if you do a quick Google search, it'll tell you that it came out in 2004. But for those of you who might remember, Facebook had a slow rollout. And originally, it was just for college kids. And those college kids posted all kinds of things, mostly them drinking at parties. And you had to have a .edu email address to even get into Facebook. It made it feel exclusive. And it slowly rolled out across the nation. And then as those teenagers in college started to graduate and they became young adults, they were able to keep Facebook. And then Facebook opened up, and we know what happened, that you know everyone was able to get a Facebook account. But for a long time, Facebook was really just on your laptop or on your desktop computer. We really didn't see a lot of mobile usage of Facebook until we started to really get into smartphones and 3G technology, and then it really exploded. You know, we were able then to get into all sorts of content that users were able to create. However, a lot of that content wasn't very good. It was just pictures of their cat or pictures of, you know, what they were eating that day or just mindless selfies. But it was fun and it was cool and it was a way for us to connect to all of our friends, and we'd get the little dopamine rush when people started to like our picture of Fluffy the cat. And I'll admit it, I was on Facebook a lot and posted a lot of different content, and I would be ecstatic when 100 of my friends would like a picture that I posted. But then let's fast forward a little bit. Facebook has this meteoric rise. Twitter starts to do social media as well, and they start to have a meteoric rise. It starts around 2007, where some of the first tweets. And this Twitter was a little bit different. It allowed you to connect to other brands and celebrities. You didn't have to be friends with those people. Anybody on the platform could connect to anyone else. So where am I going with all of this? Well, companies either grow or die. So that constant need to keep growing fueled a lot of these companies. Facebook was able to easily pick up more and more people because, well, they were able to grow just based on the fact that there's almost 8 billion people now on the planet. So getting additional content and users for the first 15 years of its existence was relatively easy. And then they started to gobble up other competitors. For example, Instagram, owned by Facebook, but they didn't invent Instagram. They simply bought it. WhatsApp, another application bought by what is now Facebook's parent company, Meta. And I bring all of this up because Facebook hasn't had a hit in a while. You know, if you look beyond some of the things that Facebook has tried to do, for example, some of their portal hardware, that's all dead. They were talking about creating a watch, that's dead. The metaverse is chewing through company its capital. Recently, they just laid off 11,000 employees. And the problem really is that they haven't been able to grow the core brand. And they're hoping that the metaverse, this virtual reality landscape that Mark Zuckerberg and Meta are trying to build, will save the company, or it may kill the company. We've already discussed Twitter a little bit and how it's flailing. They've lost almost over 50% of their employees, and more people keep leaving, either getting fired or quitting of their own volition because they see what a nightmare it's going to be to work with in the confines of trying to get Twitter back. I say all of this again because the two biggest social media companies on the planet, Facebook, Meta, and Twitter, are slowly dying. But you might be saying to yourself, well, what about TikTok? TikTok's social media. And I would say that, yes, it's pseudo social media. Really, it's a little bit more like YouTube Lite. And for those of you who watch YouTube, which probably most of you do, you know that creators create content for YouTube. Now, granted, anybody can create a video on YouTube and post it. But most of the videos watched on YouTube are by content creators. One of the most popular creators on YouTube right now is a guy named Mr. Beast. Some of his YouTube videos have hundreds of millions of views for just one video. The video brand itself, he was offered $1 billion for his channel and turned it down and said that's probably worth more like $10 to $20 billion. So if we know that YouTube and TikTok are really, the videos are really created by content creators, it really isn't as social as people might think. It just lets you watch a lot of different videos. Now, sure, you might find the random viral video by someone who is relatively unknown, but even then, it's pretty rare. The internet is littered with failed social media companies. For example, we've already talked about Friendster. We've talked about MySpace, Google Plus. The list goes on and on. And I think we're going to see more of it. I don't think Twitter is going to survive. And Facebook is not nearly as quote-unquote cool as it once was. You don't see college students signing up for Facebook like they did almost 20 years ago. The internet basically runs on advertising. Twitter gets over 80% of its revenue from ads. Facebook gets a massive portion of its revenue from ads. Apple just recently added a feature to not allow apps to track them, and that's taken a huge hit to Facebook's bottom line. And let's be honest, with younger people choosing to opt out of Facebook and Twitter, those advertising dollars are going to follow those users wherever they are. Maybe that's TikTok, maybe that's YouTube, or maybe that's some other platform altogether. But I don't think that today's young people are really going to want to share everything they ate for a meal or pictures of their cat. They're going to be doing other things, and those other things just don't include social media. As always, everyone, I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.